to all our listeners. This is Elder Kitty Dye.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. All our listeners. This is Elder QT Docs coming to you on this blessed day, and I am thankful to be here. I want to thank Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders International Ministry, for making this possible under the auspices of Prophetess Teresa Phillip Docs. That's my beloved wife. We encourage me to bring this message to everyone. And I am so grateful for that. I want to also announce that Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builder International, is having a conference on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Marriott Southfield in Southfield, Michigan. It's going to be an explosion conference, and I am praying and hoping that everyone that can make it, please try to get there. Try to be a benefit and support to the Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builder International Ministry, and carry this message that you received from that conference into the community, into your neighborhoods, and try to bid others to marriage with you, with the Lord. At this time, I'm going to pray for this message to go forth. I'm going to pray that the Lord give me the strength. Pray that the Lord give the intercessors and our listening audience the strength to pray also, to pray for me as I deliver the message. And as I pray, I hope that someone receive the blessing of the Lord. And, oh, Heavenly Father, coming to you, dear Lord, asking you to, and thanking you for making all of this possible, for allowing me the opportunity to bring forth the message. And as I bring forth the message, dear Lord, allow my listening audience to bring forth their prayers. Dear Lord, I just want to thank you for pushing me forward into a new realm, 2015. Hoping and praying that this year be a fulfilling year for everyone and for all our listening audience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Bless.
Ooh-wee. Another blessing. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. My scripture's coming out. It's coming out of Matthew 5, 5 and 3. We're talking about blessing. Thanking our Heavenly Father for another year. We were able to see another year. And 2015, just crossing over from 2014 to 2015. Woo-wee, what a blessing. And we're going to bless as many people as we can tonight on this line. This might be somewhat unorthodox, but we're going to thank God for our blessings, for all of our blessings. Thank you, Lord, for another blessing. Thank you for waking us up this morning. That's another blessing. Thank you for allowing us to walk and talk. That's a blessing. Dear God, He's just what He's given us. We have nothing to be sorry for. We, as long as our head is above the ground, as long as we got breath in our lungs, and we can breathe freely, that's a blessing. And let's thank God for this blessing. We're going to thank God for our blessings for our family, for our health. Well, thank God for our deliverance. Blessing for miracle. Blessing for signs and wonders. Ooh-wee, that's another blessing. Thank God for our finances, for our healing. Thank God for us not to be stricken with sickness, disease, and infirmities. Just thank God for what we do have. We're able to keep moving forward. We're able to think. We're able to walk. Just thank God for another blessing. And just don't you feel it? It's another blessing. It's a blessing for me to be here on this line talking to you. Ooh-wee. That's another blessing. Just thanking Jesus just for everything that He has done in our lives, just for our relationships, whether it be new and old. It's another blessing. We're just going to continue to thank God for another blessing, for our strength, and for our and looking towards the hill from which our health comes from. We're thanking the Lord for another blessing. Thank you, Jesus, for another blessing. I'm just going to read a few of the blessings in Matthew. It's the blessing that we encompass as we move on through our daily lives. Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. And dear Lord, we know that the poor, as you say, will be with us always. But we're just going to continue. They are blessed. Whether we see it or not, they are blessed. We don't know what they're going through, but they are blessed. They don't know what we're going through, and we are blessed. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. I mean, we go through so much trials and tribulations, strifes and lives, and we just have to continue to reach our hands up and grab down and pull down the strongholds and let God know that, hey, I thank you, Lord, for this blessing that you have bestowed upon us, upon me. Dear Lord, we just want to thank you, dear Lord, for another blessing. You know, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. I mean, the first should be last, the last should be first. We want to just thank God that for us to recognize our strength and for our weakness and for Him to pull us up, you know, out of the mighty clay. We just want to thank God. Just thank God. Ooh-wee. I mean, that's another blessing. Just thank Him for Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders, and all the support that they have, that Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders International Ministry have received over the years, and you think that's not a blessing? That is a blessing. Prophetess Teresa Phillip Docks has had a vision, and that vision has exploded into a ball of fire, and the support that we have received from intercessors around the world, and we just want to bless the intercessors that contribute to Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders International Ministry. We want to thank the supporters of our immediate intercessors, such as Hannah and Dr. Hare, Dr. John and Beverly Hare, and Evangelist Milton and Evangelist Hardaway, Evangelist Witherspoon, Evangelist Tony and Mother Williamson and Sister Angela and Lisa. And we want to thank the host, you know, that came upon that we encounter regarding Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders. Ooh, I mean, what a blessing. Our host, such as James Brown and Apostle Flowers and the Reverend Mr. and Mrs. Peoples. And we just go on. We want to just bless our families, continue to bless our families. You know, we want to thank the matriarchy of the Phillips family. We want to thank Miss Margie Phillips. I mean, you talk about, what a blessing. I mean, you talk about a matriarchy. You're talking about an anointing woman of God. We're talking about Mother Phillips. I mean, the compassion, the sympathy, the empathy that she has for others, the way she prays the Lord. You're talking about, I mean, another blessing. I mean, that's a blessing that you just cannot buy. That's a blessing you just cannot just reach out and touch. That's a blessing that God put forth. That's a blessing that God sent to us. You're talking about, another blessing. We want to thank God for my family, for our family, for my beautiful wife, Prophetess Teresa Phillip Docks. We want to thank God for her, for the blessings that she has just spread. She has dissipated all over the state of Michigan, state of Indiana, Illinois, you know, Georgia. You know, you go on, you know, just the things that she has done, the things she has uplifted, the people that she had pulled out, the people she had birthed, the people that she had to reach out, you know, with words, with compassion, with prophetic anointing, and touch those individuals. Another blessing. I mean, you just have to thank God. Just say, this blessing, you know, bestowed to me of, you know, give me a double portion of this. Give me a triple portion of this. Another blessing. Thank God for all our sons, you know, from Quentin Docks to Kyle Day Docks to Ted Docks to Sean Hatcher and Edward Hatcher, our sons. I mean, just beautiful individuals that has been anointed, that knows how to fall on their knees and reach out and call for the Lord and ask the Lord to, you know, to touch us, touch our hearts, to allow us to reach others, allow us to pull others up so they could be on the level, so they could know how to feel. That's another blessing. So we want to just thank the Lord for Mother Phillips once again and for Willie Joe and for Betty Joe and for Mary Young and Larry Phillips. I mean, thank God. You're talking about a talented young man. You're talking about blessings. Those are blessings. Someone is talented with music, talented with lyrics, talented with his own anointing of seeing things that he has not yet came forth to bring out. Those are blessings. I mean, we another blessing. We're thanking the Lord for blessing that Derek Phillips has came to us with and what he can see, the prophetic anointing that he has and his significant other, Lisa, that also is a blessed woman. And you think, our Lord, another blessing. And we just can't stop thanking God for blessing, for Bernard and his wife Yolanda, you know, just a blessing. That is anointed man. That's a gifted man of God. You talking about prophetic speaking. You talking about someone that can preach and teach and someone that loves the Lord, you know, Bernard. And we thank God for another blessing. And here we got Celeste. Celeste. I mean, this young lady, Lord, you talking about anointed. She is anointed. She could come forth with a message. She can praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord, another blessing. I mean, she can stomp. She can run. She can jump. Another blessing. Her husband, Eric. Oh, my beloved Eric. Where are you, Eric? Ooh-wee, another blessing. He's a blessed man. Ooh-wee. And just, hey, come on. Come on. Come out of the shallow water. Just walk into the deep, Eric. This ooh-wee, the blessing that you have given so many people over the years. And we just look back and we say, ooh-wee, another blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Another blessing. Thank God as I move on down the list. This is just, this question is so unorthodox to you, but we're trying to bless just throughout the blessings that God has given our families. And you can put your family names in their place, in a place that where it should fall. And say, oh, God, you know, I thank you for my mother. I thank you for my father because they were a blessing. They birthed me. You know, they did the best they could, how they raised me. Just, ooh-wee, you know, you just thank God for another blessing. I mean, just continue to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord for, Sister Emily and Rachel and Clem and Kathy and Gail and Jeffrey and Charles. Those are brothers and sisters. They are blessings. They are blessings. You know, you thank God. You say, ooh-wee, you know, another blessing. I thank you, Lord, just for another blessing. And as we move forward, we just look back and we just thank God that what we have gone through and the trials. And we said, 1 Peter 3:10 says, do not repay evil with evil or insults with insults. On the contrary, repay evil with blessings, because to this you were called so that you may inherit a blessing. So when someone says things or try to insult you or try to ridicule you, debase you, degrade you, don't rise forward in the same tongue. You know, you do say something good. You know, say something good. You know, walk away with a pure heart. Walk away with a clean heart. You know, ooh wee, another blessing. That's how we get our blessing. That's how we inherit our blessing from the Lord. Ooh wee, another blessing. You know, we thank God for our aunties and uncles. We thank God, you know, for Carl and Vi and Chester and Betty and Lily and Doretha and Dorothy. And we just thank God. Just thank God. Just Lord, just please, we thank you for everything that you have done and what you are about to do in our lives. You know, for this 2015, we know that you're going to enhance everything. You're going to manifest what we have been praying for. You're going to manifest, you know, what we have been speaking upon. We have this rhema word. We're going to make sure that, you know, we are optimistic and not pessimistic about our thoughts about what we want and asking from the Lord. Ooh, we, you know, another blessing. Just thank God, you know. You know, for all of our exes, they said all our exes. That old song said, old country song, all our exes live in Texas. But that's not true. We have exes we have learned from. And ooh-wee, they were a blessing because we learned from being a part of their lives and they learned from being a part of our lives. So we thank God, you know, for our exes because we had grown, we had developed, we had matured from our experience that we can help others with. You know, we just want to thank you, Jesus. You know, just thank you for everything you have done and what you're about to do, dear Lord. We want to just continue to in Matthew, where it says, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And Lord, you know, we ask you for new mercies, and we know that we receive new mercies every day. Lord, and just, it's nothing like, you know, your grace and mercy that falls upon us, Lord, because we know it's a blessing. I mean, ooh-wee, it's a blessing. I mean, and just get up in the morning and your bones might feel a little ache in your step might feel a little sore. But Lord, you know, when you get up, you can turn around and you just thank God. You say, ooh-wee, Lord, another blessing, because here we are, we're able to feed ourselves. We're able to walk. We're able to smell the fresh air, to go outside and see the sunshine, to see the clouds. And then we have to just spin around, just say, God, I know you're watching me. I mean, don't you feel sometimes that God is just watching you? Don't you sometimes you catch him watching you sometimes? and you just want to say, ooh wee, another blessing. I mean, you catch him, and you just look, and Lord, he stop everything for you. I mean, you want to say, ooh wee, you know, another blessing. Just continue to thank the Lord for all of our friends and for our enemies, and to protect us from our enemies. And we just pray that the Lord just continue to, as we step by step, you know, every breath we take, every move we make, you know, that we just grip ourselves. We dig deep in our hearts, and we just say, Lord, you know, we thank you. We thank you for another blessing. Because without that blessing that we are inheriting from the Lord, we won't be able to bless others. We got to have that blessing to bless others, and that's exactly what Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders have been doing. They've been reaching out and blessing others. They've been bringing your talent out, allowing you to speak, allowing you to manifest what's inside of you. You know, whatever that God had called you to do, I mean, you got that opportunity to move forward, to say, ooh wee, Lord. That's another blessing, because it was birthed out of me. You know, it's like, you know, here it comes, and here it comes, and Lord knows that it's another blessing. You know, and just want to thank God, you know, for that blessing. And just want to just each and every day as we move forward in our lives, we just want to just turn around and look back and say, Lord, you know, thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. And we just thank you, Jesus, you know, and great-great-grandchildren. We know we have deposited enough prayer in the bank of Jesus to know that, hey, that's a blessing for us. That's a blessing for our seed. That is a blessing. You know, and all of this come about through our mothers, our grandmothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, you know, our pastors, you know, ooh wee, you know, another blessing. You know, our pastor prayed for us. That old spiritual song said, somebody pray for me. Yes, somebody is always praying for you that you might not know. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. You know, it's there for ooh wee, you know, another blessing. You know, you're being blessed by your pastors, your apostles, you know, your evangelists, your teachers, your preachers. You're being blessed. And as we're being blessed, step forward, you know, and don't look back. Just keep moving forward and say, oh, Lord, you know, this is another blessing. Another blessing. I mean, just thank God. Because there's people worse off than you. You think you got it bad. You know, you think you're going through trials and tribulation. You turn around and you complain about things that we think is important. That hey, and then you look back and you find somebody worse off than you. You know, my shoes too tight. Then you look back, this person doesn't even have shoes. You know, I got a little ache in my step. I got a little pain in my back. But then you look back, you find individuals in wheelchairs. You know, you got to find people on stretchers. You find paraplegics. You find these people, and they are moving on with their lives because they know how blessed they are to be alive. And then we look back and we have to say, ooh wee, Lord, another blessing. You know, you got to thank God for another blessing. And as we just outstretch our arms and we look how awesome he is, how omnipresent he is, how omnipotent he is, we just know that the Lord is nothing like him. We know that his blessing is only one of a kind. He sets high and he looks low, and he makes our enemy becomes our footstool. And you have to look around and say, hey, that's another blessing. You know, when he opened doors for us, and when man tried to close it, and then we look back, we have to say, ooh wee, Lord, another blessing. You know, when he sent people in our lives to assist us, direct us, lead us and guide us, and then we have to look around and say, ooh wee, Lord, another blessing. Because if it wasn't for that individual, that vehicle that God has sent to orchestrate us in the right direction, where would we have been? Where would we be? We might fall into that pit hole that we didn't see. But by them going down that same road ahead of us, we know for a fact that's a blessing to be guided by the light. And we have to look back and say, oh, we, another blessing. We're going to continue to bless the Lord. We're going to bless the Lord. Continue in Matthew 5 and 8, it said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall call they should be called the children of God. Isn't that something? Peacemakers. And they should be called the children of God. You know, and you look around, and it doesn't matter how old or how young a person is, and when a person will step in and intercede on your behalf, when a person intercedes to stop an argument, when a person intercedes to help you across the street, when a person intercedes to help carry your bags, when a person intercedes and open the door for you, you know, they are the peacemaker. They are the children of God. Someone that God has just sent your way, no matter how small, you have to say, who we, another blessing. I mean, this, you have to continue to bless the Lord at all times. I mean, you have to just continue to move forward. You have to step and step, you know, one step in front of the other and say, ooh wee, that's another blessing. Just want to continue to thank God for everything that he has done and he will do in our lives. You know, it just, Psalms 1 and 1 says, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. I mean, let's just continue to walk with the righteous. I mean, even if we step back, just make sure we step forward two times. Just walk in the steps of the righteous. Just follow God, because his blessing is inherent. We inherit his blessing by what we do. Just want to continue to thank God for everything he has done, and he will do, ooh wee, you know, another blessing. I have to hear Steve Williams again, because you listen to the songs and the melody, and it touches your heart. It's letting you know how blessed we are, because there are people worse off than we are. There's people that we can help, we can assist, we can walk side by side. This, ooh wee, another blessing. I just want to bring on Lee Williams one more time, so he can just just marinate that in your heart. Ooh wee, another blessing. So you could just really feel how blessed we are.
I like to take a little time out to thank God for the many blessings he's given me. When I look back over my life and I see where he brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me tell you, woke up this morning, got out of my bed, I looked around, here's what I said, thank you Lord for the blood you shed. You put a roof up over my head. Thank you Lord for another day, all these blessings you sent my way. Some lonesome grave, but you told old death, you told it to get back and behave. Ooh, oh my,
another
blessing. Ooh, another blessing.
The righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. He always do just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through. On wide open, he always welcomed you. I've been blessed in so many ways. I just want to lift my hand. God, all the praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Another blessing. I mean, you just can't ask for anything more. I mean, you wake up in the morning and you know it's a blessing. You just want to thank God for a roof over your head. Just leaving you with that. I just want to thank all my listeners on the line and thank you because you're a blessing. Thank God for your ears. And thank God, you know, for your tears. Thank God for your support for this ministry. Thank God. You know, just that's another blessing. And don't think that each and every one of you are not a blessing. You are truly a blessing because as being part of this ministry, I see the signs and wonders in all the intercessors. And I just marvel at what the kingdom daughters and kingdom builders have birthed out. It's just so beautiful to listen to them speak and to them teach. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. So just thank God. And I thank God for all of you, for all of my listeners. And I just want to leave you with this out of Exodus. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessings will be on your food and water. And he will take away sickness from among all of you. I mean, and just that blessing, just inherit the Lord's blessing. I just want to thank you again. Thank you for being part of Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders International Ministry. Thank you for being part of the listening audience. I just want to thank you once again, and may God bless each and every one of you, my beloved. And until next time, ooh, we another blessing for you. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Another blessing. Oh, we. Another blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. I want to thank my husband for just coming forth and allowing God to use him once again. I just want to give God glory and honor and praises for him and just the support that he gives and how he always avails himself to serve God's people. But Father, I thank you for this time with you. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you, Father, that you caused us to be a blessing. You blessed us that we would be a blessing, as you said in Genesis 12 and 2. That you blessed us that we may be a blessing. Father, we thank you that we're walking in that blessed place. We thank you, Father, that you causing your men and women to come forth with power and fire and love and to be authentic, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just cover my husband afresh with the blood of Jesus, and I thank you, Father, that even as he pushed forward in your will and in your way, that you would keep him covered with the blood, that you would give him quiet time with you, Father, and he would affect those lives that he touched. And we just give you glory and honor for how you move tonight. We give you all the glory and all the praises In the mighty name of Jesus, we say amen and amen. Another blessing, ooh-wee. I just thank God again. And I just want to ask at this time, we do have Brother Brown with comments. I'm just going to open up your line if you'd like to have comments at this time, Brother Brown.
Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is a blessing. And I can say ooh-wee because I was in a depressed mode today. And the Lord sent me my way. When you text me, I wasn't to see the enemy tried to let me not pull a dollar number. But Lord knew I needed that word tonight. I needed that word tonight because, as he said, I look at your mother and I see my mother and your mother every Sunday when I see your mother at church. And I always tell her, she reminds me so much of my mother. She is so spirit-filled, and she is a woman of God, truly a woman of God. And I thank God for Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters. I thank God for allowing him to use you all to open the door for me so that I can be a blessing. And that is my prayer, is to be a blessing to the kingdom, not only just for the kingdom, but that souls be saved through the book that he's using me through my show. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? Radio show. And I just thank God for the opportunity because I was looking at my sister and my mother's picture on today, and I got kind of depressed. But the Lord let me know that I know that they're with the Lord and they're not suffering. They're with the Lord. They're saved. And so I just thank God for your husband. I thank God for you allowing the Lord to use your husband, and thank God for your husband that through listening to him on tonight, ooh-wee, I needed that.
Ooh-wee.
That's going to take me for a long time. Brother Doctor, I just want to say God bless you. Continue to let the Lord use you. You are being a blessing, not just to me, but to many others. So it's good to know that the Lord is using men. He's opening doors for men to have their own programs and shows on the through Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters. And so that's what it's all about, that he opened doors for us to be a blessing to the kingdom and that souls be saved. So I just thank you for allowing the Lord to use you on tonight, that you turned around and you was truly a blessing to me on tonight. So my spirit has been lifted through your teaching of the word through this beatitude on tonight. So continue to stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You haven't seen anything yet, so continue to stand on God's word and let him use you for his glory.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. That is certainly worth of encouragement. You know, when the word says, I will bless you and that you will be a blessing, and this is the first law of being a blessing, the first law of being a blessing, that we might be a blessing as God bless us. And how do we bless others? By serving a need. Whether it's physical or emotional support or financial help or just advice, and forgetting yourself long enough to lend a helping hand or to be a blessing to someone else. First Philippians 1:4. So I'm certainly blessed tonight. And I just want to ask at this time, if you would like to have any comments, we want to just allow you to do so. So press 1 on your phone and we will open up the line for you. Amen. The board is lighting up. Praise God.
Hello.
Amen. Evangelist Hardaway?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. I just wanted to thank Elder Quentin Dox for that message that he went forth this evening. It's just a blessing that he brought back to our remembrance how blessed we are, how we take things for granted in our life, and he just brought it back. He sealed it this night to let us know how blessed we are, how God is just on standing in on the gap for us all the time. And sometimes I think we take things for granted in our life, and I'm just glad that he brought it back to our memories to let us know how blessed we really are, because long as we're above the ground, we are truly blessed. So I just wanted to thank him and just lift him up and tell him that we just so thankful to see him on the line, and that he's serving God, and that he's bringing out the power for the men. and the women. So I just wanted to thank you, Elder Docs, again for that message. It was very powerful, and it's just a blessing. I yield the line back to you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Ooh-wee. Another blessing. We're going to ask, I believe this is Evangelist Milton.
Yes, praise God, praise God, praise God. Glory to God, glory to God. That was an awesome word. Ooh, we another blessing. Because we should thank God every single day for the blessing. When we wake up, we should thank God. But, you know, sometimes we just so rushy. But we should have to, we need to remember that God gives us all the blessings. And Elder Docs, boy, I tell you the truth, that was an awesome word that came from you, from God. Awesome, awesome word. And I have invited some men on the line, and I pray that they was on the line to listen to the blessings that you have came forth. So I just thank God for you. I thank God for that word that came forth. You're a powerful man of God, and I want you to continue to move forward, continue to go and do your calling for what God has called you to do. Ooh, we another blessing. And you have blessed my soul this evening, and I thank you so much. God bless you, and God keep you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I believe this is Evangelist Williamson.
Yes.
Amen. I would like to say to
Elder Doc that he just got my soul stirred up, and it's bubbling. You know how that they said you be bubbling on the inside, and he just, I thank God for the blessing. And you know how we all have ooh wee. He done stirred something up in me. I'm excited, and now I'm going out telling everybody ooh wee. Thank God for that blessing. We really needed that, because that's what we need to do is thank God for the blessing. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
And you're the
line. Amen. Praise the Lord. Another blessing. Praise the Lord. I believe we have Dr. Beverly here, if you would like to come forward.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad I got on. Thank you so much. That was wonderful, Elder Docs. Thank you for that word. Oh, we, another blessing in going through the Beatitude, and I, especially for our family on tonight, it fell on us. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Our son's mother has been diagnosed with lung cancer. And we were talking with him tonight about, although it may look dark, we're still blessed, and we were able to comfort him and to give him the assurance of Christ, because he knows God. And so that word really ministered to us on this evening. And we thank God for you. Continue to move forward in the Lord. And not that I don't love the women folk, because I do. But it is just wonderful, Elder Docs, to have you teach us. And my husband's looking forward to the conference, and he's looking forward to your teaching. So God bless you, and God keep you as you move forward, doing what the Lord has placed in your heart. Ooh, we, you are a blessing.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Ooh, we, another blessing. If you would like to have comments, I'm just going to ask you to press 1 on the line. Just feel that ooh-wee, another blessing. When you look around and you just see how God is blessing us, he's blessing us day by day. He's blessing us. Amen. So if there's not any other comments at this time, I'm going to ask Elder Docs if he would have the final word.
Yes, I just want to thank the Lord for making all this possible and using me as a vessel to bring forth the word, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing to do this. It's a blessing to speak on behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm just a vessel being used, and trying to get others to know Him, like we're knowing Him, or we're trying to know Him, and we're trying to develop in Him, and just be blessed, and thank all my listeners once again, because it's a blessing to have you, and in this past 6, 7, 8 years of Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders ministry, I continue to say to myself, ooh wee, another blessing each and every day that we move forward. Each and every day I hear the voices of the intercessors on the line. Each and every day that we receive strength and love. And just thank God for another blessing. So I thank all of you again, and go with Godspeed. Thank you.
Brother Doc.
Amen. This is the beginning of something.
Glory to God.
Yes, amen.
Hey,
Mother
hello.
Fellow.
Yes. So, woo-wee, another blessing. Hallelujah. We just thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
amen.
Him for you stepping out on God. I mean, that's what we need in these last and evil days. Hallelujah. This is what we need. Somebody got to step out and say, He is my God, and I love Him. So I just thank God for you, Brother Doc. You keep the good work up. That's my son-in-law, and I thank God for him. So have a good night, you guys.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Mom. I just praise God for you, and I say, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. When you begin to sing, I say, ooh-wee.
Ooh,
I want to hear more of that. Ooh wee. Another
God.
Blessing. Ooh wee. That was another yeah. blessing.
Amen.
Well, again, we just thank everyone. Just look around. Look around at your family. Look around at the things you've been blessed with. And just have a ooh wee weekend. Let it be a ooh wee anointing in your belly, a ooh wee anointing in your mouth, a ooh wee. And we're going to bless you with this song one more time. And this time, take it personal.
Amen.
That ooh-wee. So God bless everyone. And have a ooh-wee night tonight. And call somebody up and just tell them, ooh-wee, you're another blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God bless everyone. And we love you. And be blessed with this music.
Amen.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, my. I'd like to take a little time out to thank God for the many blessings He's given me. When I look back over my life and I see where He brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me tell you, woke up this morning, got out of my bed. I looked around, here's what I said. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a roof up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. All these blessings you sent my way. You see, I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told, oh death, you told it to get back and behave. For oh, my
the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, He won't let me down. He always do just what He said. Pain and suffering.
Have a blessed weekend, have a blessed Sunday, and be a blessing to someone. God bless you, and good night.
Holy Spirit. give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Can we say that as our prayer tonight? My life is not my own.